pull it up, show it up, get out of here. So things have changed, though. Things have changed. But we've been persecuted in the South. All over the South, we've been persecuted because we didn't have the voting power. The only reason that we had, the Democrats were there and we voted a Democrat because your brother and your mom and your great-grandpa voted a Democrat. No other reason for it, but that's changing today. Louisiana has a couple, two or three Republicans. I've never voted for a Democratic president in my life. And I don't intend to. If there's a half more decent one, if the Republican isn't black, I'm not going to vote for a black one just to be contrary. But if the Democrats put Mr. Young up there, I damn sure ain't going to vote for that. But those are the things that have been unfair because we couldn't protect ourselves. The only thing, only way we could protect ourselves, the Southerners had the people that were sent up there year after year, and they got a seniority thing, and all of your chairmen of your committees up there were Southerners because of the continuity of service. Okay, that was the reason. You got a fella up there now, that fella Tip O'Neill. I wouldn't trust Tip O'Neill as far as I could store the state capitol up there. I think that all he's thinking about is it don't make any difference, Ben, whether you were living in a country where it was total control by the Methodists, the Baptists, the Catholics, the Republicans, the Catholics, don't make any difference. It would be the same.
Why?
Because no man except Jesus Christ can stand total power. If they gave you total power in the state of Georgia today, death and mind would be a hell of a lot of change. You're human. I think that you ought to have enough power, enough balance of power between Democrats and Republicans in Washington so that everybody'd get a fair shake. When you go up there and get 80%, I think it's about 76%, Democrats up there. Mr. Carter had quite a stunt the other day when he found that there were 38 Republican senators and a few Southern Democrats that stopped him from doing some stuff. Yeah, you've got to have that, my friend. You've got to have that. You can't trust anybody, myself, you, or anybody else. If you give you total control, you're going to abuse it. You're going to get mad at me, or you're going to get mad at your neighbor, you're going to get mad at somebody, and total control is dangerous. Whether it's religion, whether it's politics, or what. And when you have all of them up there Republicans, it'd be just as bad if they're all up there with Democrats. It'd make no difference. And I think the sooner that the Southern states realize that what they need is a balance of power. How would you like to live in the state of Georgia if there wasn't anything in that state but a Methodist church?
I bet.
Well, I don't give a darn, you wouldn't like it. Because they would abuse you. The day they said you might go over and get the Baptist or the Presbyterian or some other thing. Well, they're going to tread easy on you. They're going to, yes sir, no sir, you're going to be a chosen son, see? And the same thing would apply if you were Episcopalian or if you were any other denomination. It's total power is total destruction.
Mm-hmm. When you were coming up, what sort of chores you have to do on the farm?
Everything that you what?
You'd be out in the yard, your mother needs some wood, she'd say, bring in a...
You have to bring in the wood, feed the pigs, water the cows, feed the chickens.